Good morning. We're on the bottom of page 256, where our Simon Sadi Zayin Sif Beis, before starting Simon Sadi Ches, which is going to talk about, we've spoke about a lot already, but really the Iker Simon about Kavana and Tfila. We have to finish up over here, Simon Sadi Zayin. Here we go. Simon Sadi Zayin Sif Beis, also Lo La Rok. You're not allowed to spit, so you're going to think to yourself, we already talked about spitting in davening. So the answer to that question is very simple. Earlier on, we talked about spitting in a Beis Knesses, okay? And over there, we talked about spitting in a Beis Knesses, which Maker then we said was really fine. But nowadays, we said, since our Beis Knesses, we wouldn't spit in our house, therefore you're not allowed to spit in a Beis Knesses over here. So that was in a Beis Knesses. This is now we're getting to what happens in the middle of Tefillah. in the middle of tefillah, so also lo larok. You're not allowed to spit in the middle of tefillah, because once again we're only for the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's not appropriate to spit. Once we have to realize this siman, this seif, and the next seif we'll soon see is something that was mitzias a lot more back in the day. Last day they didn't have as clean as mouths, they didn't have brush their teeth, and therefore they had a lot more gook and phlegm that seemed to come up more often. So if someone had this gook and phlegm that come up in the middle of Shmon Esrei, what is he supposed to do? So imim asher lo shelo larok, if he can't swallow it or whatever it might be, he cannot get rid of the rok in any of the way, and he's in the middle of Shmon Esrei. So it says over here, mavliya b'ksuso b'idish lo yenira. You should spit into your clothes, your undergarments, it talks about over here in the Mishnah Berurah, so you don't see it. Okay, it's a little bit disgusting, but that's what he says. And therefore, vimu istness, if he's not going to be able to handle it, which most of us would nowadays would be under this category of istness, that we wouldn't be able to spit into our clothes and continue davening. Perish any yachol liros davar mos, he can't see disgusting things. Ve'en yachol avlil b'ksusim, therefore he cannot spit into his undergarments. Zorkul acharav, he should spit backwards, he should not spit in front of him where he's omek k'neged ha'shchinei, he should spit backwards. And the Ramal writes, obviously, if there's someone standing behind him in Shmon Esrei, so you're not going to be able to sit backwards either, we hope. If you cannot spit backwards, so you would go at least to your left side. Avalo yamina, don't spit on your right side. V'kol shekein lefan of the aser, for sure do not spit in front. That is what is going to be aser. So now you have a very, very interesting Ramal over here that is not really the normal type of Ramah here. He's bothered by the following question. He just doesn't ask questions and answer up stiras in the Ramah, but that's what he does over here. He's following the footsteps of the Beis Yosef. And I'll tell you, with all honesty, I don't really understand his teretz. So, but we'll read it inside and we'll see that the Achronim disagree with this teretz anyways, and they offer up a teretz that is, at least to me, more understandable. But this is what the words of the Ramah say. He's bothered by the following question. He says over here, if you can't spit into your clothes, spit backwards. If you can't spit backwards, spit to the left, but not to the right. The problem is, we'll see later on in Shulchan Aruch, that when we take three steps back, which way do we bow first? We bow to the left first. We bow to the left first because it says that's the right side of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Whatever that means, right side of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's more covered for a Kaddish Baruch Hu on the left, on our left side, which is his right. And therefore, why would we spit to the left if that's the side of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the right side of a Kaddish Baruch Hu? It seems like a steer. We should spit dafka to the opposite side, to the right. That's what his kasha is over here, and that's what he's coming to explain. That which we say in the beginning of Reish Kuchav, in the Simen Kuchav Gimel. They should first turn to the left and bow to the left. Shehu Yamin Shal Kaddish Baruch, which is the right side of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Yesh Lomar. So the answer is that Tam Kevin Shmi Olam Lo Yardar Shechina Lamata Yimiyot. We have a Meir Chazal that Chazal tell us that the Shechina never comes down lower than Asar Tfachim in Olam Hazeh. In Cain, in a Shechina k'neged mitpalel. Therefore, even though, what I understand what he's saying, even though we're supposed to make it as look as if we're standing in front of the Shechina, and really we're not standing in front of the Shechina, because the Shechina does not come down lower than Yud. Ulefika cholku kavod liyamin diday brakiyash shastfilo. And therefore, since it's not really the Shechina there, therefore we go after our kavod of ourselves. Our kavod of ourselves, we know we have to give normally more kavod to our right side. Therefore, we don't want to spit to the right side, we spit to the left side since the Shechina is not really there. When we take three steps back in the davening, at that davening, a person is marchik himself from the makom of the tefillah, and therefore, now he becomes k'neged ha'shechina.
Yes,
why is... So, So he's taking three steps back and says, "Who can I get a Shechina? What does can I get a Shechina have to do with this? What does can I get a Shechina? Why is all of a sudden he's can I get a Shechina? Because he's taking three steps back." So that explains the Mishnah Berura. Rotzal Lomar Shal King Kavanason As Beisi Shtacha Vaya Li Shtacha Was Neged Shechina. Since he's bowing down, now he's more connected to the Shechina. Shehi Lamalu Mi Asaru Ki Alo Lo Yerda Lamat. Okay, when we that bowing, somehow we raised up like we're standing in front of the Shechina, and therefore, and so that's the steer. That's the answer to the steerah that. The Rama writes, "Lefikach notein shalom l'smalo." Therefore, he says, "Osa shalom on his left side." Shazu connected to Yemina Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. For some reason, we take three steps back. We're really connected to Shechina, and we bow to the left. We're really connected to Shechina, and therefore, we don't want to go to the. Therefore, we want to start with the left to give cover to the Shechina, as opposed to when we're standing in Shemona Esrei. We're not really connected to Shechina because the Shechina is above Yud, and therefore, we're going to give to cover to our own, not our own selves, but the fact to our right side, which is at more kavod. Therefore, we don't want to spit on our right. We spit to the left. However, the Mishnah Berurah over here brings down B'Shem the Achronim, the more Pashat Teretz. Over here he says like this, in Sif Katan Tes. The Achronim Teretzo B'Pshitas. The Achronim give a different answer, which is a more Pashat Teretz. The Halcha B'Shas Riki Koso Misalikim Menachavad HaShechina. Okay? In Simon Gimel we saw that there was a Lacha in Shulchan Aruch, Brad Mason and Gemara, that when one has to pass gas in the middle of Shemon Esrei, When one entered into the bathroom, he has to say he's chavdu michubadin. Okay? And therefore, it's like he's misalik the Shechina from himself before he's about to do an act like that. Okay, that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. You look in Simon Gimel. No, nowadays we don't do his chavdu michubadin. We discuss it over there why we don't do it, because we're not so holy. Okay, because she kind of basic. He says Yomer is chavdu michubadin. Okay, what I understand what he's trying to say is we sort of like over there we're removing ourselves from the malachim that are escorting us. We normally have malachim that are escorting us. And over there, when we go into the bathroom, we're saying, "Malachim, you wait here." Okay, nowadays we don't assume we have malachim that are escorting us. So, in terms of Yishchad HaMichubadim, we sort of like Masalik the Shechina for ourselves. So, the same thing over here says the Achronim. The Achronim say, when you're spitting in the middle of Shemona Esrei, even though normally we're standing in front of the Shechina, we're Davi Shemona Esrei. But right... I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know in history they said, but right now when I'm about to spit, we are starting Masalik the Shechina from ourselves. We want to today. We don't want to stand in front of a Kaddish Baruch right now because we're about to do something disgusting in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and therefore we like Masalik the Shechina from us, and therefore the left side is no longer Chashuv that it's only Lifnei Shechina, and therefore we dafka want to spit on the left side in order to give cover to ourselves on the from the right side. Our right side is normally more Kmechubadik. As opposed to when you're taking three steps back in Shemona Esrei, we're dafka bowing in front of a Kaddish Baruch. Obviously over there, we're Omei Lifnei Shechina then, and therefore we want to turn to dafka the left side. And that's what he says over here. As I said, terzo b'pshita, stach, b'shas v'kikas, so m'sach, v'yana kavad ha-shechina, kamo shkata b'simi gimelinu, s'chadu m'chubadim, al-kein az-lin and butter, yaminu, smol, shala'adam. And therefore we go according to the person. Mashenki, Mesimin Kuchav, Gimel, Darbi, Shtachavai, Shmishtachavai, Besot, Tivlas, La Shechina, Alkein, Azlina, Butter, Yamin, the Shechina. So that's all in terms of spitting in Shemon Esrei. Hopefully, we don't have this problem anymore. Obviously, if one has a handkerchief or something like that, that would be the best thing. What to do in this case is to spit into the handkerchief and not worry about where he's gonna do. And that's what Mishnah Berurah brings down in Simchat. Hey, nowadays he says that we have this patchulus, which is something like a handkerchief. You could just spit into the handkerchief and then move on. Sif Gimel also is not so lamaisa nowadays because we also don't live as much with lice. Okay, lice used to be seen something that seemed to be around a lot more for people when they were not as clean and there was more dirt around and things like that. So what happens in the middle of Shemona Esrei? A louse comes and bites you. In kina o kasto. If there's a louse that comes and bites you, for that matter, any bug comes and bites you. If you see it crawling around your shirt, you should shake it off and get it off. But not take it off with your hand, because lice is one of the things that is one of the things that you require in Netilas Yadayim. If you touch lice, you require Netilas Yadayim, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Yad Aleph, and therefore don't touch it with your hands. If you touch it with your hands, then you would wipe your hand with kol midi de menaki, like we learned before. V'dafke b'shasa tefillah, this is only talking about in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Avalov shelo b'shasa tefillah, yochel litol kina lezarka b'beis kenesses. You're allowed to take the louse, even though you're in a shul, you can take it and throw it away. Ayin lal simen dalad sif yud ches, because that's where it says that it is required in Netilas Yadayim when you touch a kina, like the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. Now, moving on, dalad. So we learn in Hilchos Talis that the halacha is, if one's talis falls off in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, so if it only partially falls off, in the middle of davening, even in the middle of davening, anytime it partially falls off, if it partially falls off, then you just put it back on, you don't need to require a new bracha. If the talis completely falls off, then you require to require new bracha. It's like a hesach hadas. Rosh Hashanah Zalman disagrees with that lemaisa. Nowadays, if it falls off in tefillah, Rosh Hashanah Zalman is also saw in the halacha brura. Also, b'shem Rav Avadya, that nowadays that also we do not, when we put the talis back on, we do not make a new bracha. But there's a difference between it partially falls off. Why? So that's the chiluk that we have. So a similar chiluk over here is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. If your talis falls in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So it says the Mechaber like this: Im nishma taliso mimekomo, if your talis falls from the place, yachol mashish bo lachziru. You're allowed to mashish your talis lachziru. You're allowed to put it back on, even though you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, avali nafel kulo, but if it completely falls off, as the Mishnah Berurah pointed, even if you catch it with your hand, but it completely fell off, any yachol lasali tatev, but you should not put it back on in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. And this lachor of Shlomo Zalman is going to agree with. He agrees that it's your middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're not with Nashchina, you don't go ahead and put your talis back on. You just continue davening. The Avi Hefsik is considered a Hefsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Exactly like that. So that's the chiluk. If it falls off partially, you just quickly put it back on. If it falls off kulo, the Shulchan Aruch says not to go ahead and put it back on, even if it was still in your hands. However, as Rosh Hashiva just pointed out, in the Mishnah Berurah over here, the Mishnah Berurah points out Lishitaso. In Sivkot and Tetzai, im lo shu tarud al yidei zev, ein yachol lechavin, unless he's going to be tarud because his talis just fell off, and therefore he's not going to have the kavana. You'll b'shenu k'shesayim a bracha. Right when you finish that next bracha, you should go ahead and even put it back on. I mean, understand for the Mishnah Berurah, even if it's sitting on the floor, even if it's not in your hand, it's on the floor. Just like when the sitter's on your floor, it's going to mevatel your kavana. So too, you're going to feel like people are looking at you. It's uncomfortable for people when your talis is not on, and therefore you can go ahead and pick it up and put it back on if it is bothering your kavana in Shemoneh Esrei and Lachor. If it's not going to bother your kavana in Shemoneh Esrei, you can continue to the end. But if it's bothering you, go ahead and put it back on and continue with your Shemoneh Esrei. Sifei. Hanosei masui al k'tefa v'giyah zman tefila. You're carrying a burden on your shoulders and comes the zmana tefila. So pachos mi dalid kabin mafshi lachor v'mispalo. Less than dalid kabin. Less than the shear of dal kavin. I'm not exactly what the shear is nowadays. Mashil achar mitpalel. You could put it over your shoulder and daven with that burden on your shoulder. Dalit kabin. Once you have dalit kabin, manichad al gabay karka. Then you have a chiyuv to put it on the ground first and daven. Lachor the same thing when one is wearing a backpack. This is besides for the fact that it's not as nice to stand in front of the Shekhinah while wearing a backpack. You wouldn't do that in front of Ramachubat. Let's say you're on the derech and you're a little bit afraid of what's going to be with your backpack if you don't have it on. So therefore, you'll be allowed to wear your backpack so long as it's pretty light. Dalad Kabin is a lot of weight. Usually your backpack is not going to be filled with Dalad Kabin. Therefore, it will be permissible to wear your backpack in that case. Once again, l'chatchila, take off your backpack before going on. But if it's very, very, very heavy, then you have a chiyuv, because then you are obviously not going to be able to concentrate. If you have this heavy load on your back, then you would have to take off the bag when you go ahead and daven Shemoneh Esrei. So that is Simen Tzadi Zayin. That is Simen Tzadi Zayin. Just one little quick introduction to Simen Tzadi Ches. I actually said this over the other day in the Tefillah Shir, but this is where it comes from over here. We're starting the sugya of Kavana and Tefillah, and we're going to talk more about really Iker Kavana. Soon there's some beautiful stuff over here from the words of the Mechaber himself. But just a little introduction about what is the gather of Kavana. So the Rambam, based on the Rambam, Rav Chaim Bibrisk writes that there's two types of Kavana and Tefillah. One kavanah in tefillah is that I'm omed lifnei hamelech. That I know I'm standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We've talked about that many, many times already. Is that you should view yourself as if you're standing in front of the Shekhinah. You're omed the beis hamikdash in front of the Shekhinah. Okay? That's one thing, that one type of kavanah. Second type of kavanah is perish hamilos, that I should know what I am saying. There are two different levels of kavanah, two totally different types of kavanah. Rav Chaim Mibrisk has a diak in the Rambam that if you don't know you're standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's not even a tefillah at all. Okay, that's how do you not know you're standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu if you're davening? Okay, that's a part of the ikar, part of tefillah, as opposed to perish hamilos, which is like an extra thing that we have. That extra kavana that one has to have perish hamilos, says Rav Chaim in a diak in the Rambam, that for the first bracha Shmon Esrei, that's the difference between the first bracha and the rest of the brachas. The first bracha Shmon Esrei, you are required to know Perish Amilos. And if you do not know Perish Amilos, you are not Yotzei Yedei Chovasa. But however, Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl, look inside if anyone has his edition. Over here, it starts at the bottom of the page over here on 257, and it goes into the back of the krach. Let's read it inside. It says like this. Dear Ramasal Perish Amilos, he says like this, I am the Simon Kufal Vishabros, if cotton your Dalid, they should be Pal Blashana Kotter, Yatza Afimenu, Mavin Perisha Tables. Over there it says, if you daven in Hebrew, even if you don't understand the words, you are Yatza Yedei Chovaso. That we'll see later on in Simon Kufal. Okay? Then he says, Ufizak, Ein Kavanas Perisha Tables Ma'akevis. And therefore, if you don't know the words of Tefillah, it is not Ma'akev your Tefillah. Virashai Af Lechatchila Lipal, you're allowed even Lechatchila daven if you don't know the words. Even if you don't, you're not going to be able to know the words of the bracha, even in the first bracha, you still daven. Okay? V'chein mevur b'chinach mitzvah taf lamed gimel da'akavana. And now going back to the back of the krach. Da'akavana ha'mekevetz b'bracha rishoni hirak leidashu medav lifnei melech. According to the chinach, even in the first bracha, the real kavana that's ma'akev is just to know that you're standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. V'lo kavanas perish ha'teres. And not the kavana of the perish ha'teres. Z'omnam b'chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam. But, according to Rav Chaim on the Rambam, katav v'das Rambam, the kavanas perish ha'milu ma'keves v'bracha rishon. He holds this. It is ma'keves in the first bracha. V'kavanas dibur el ha'melech ma'keves b'chol ha'brachos. And the rest of the brachos, you have to know you're standing in front of Kaddish Baruch Hu. Aval ends up Marina Rabbeinu Devensal, Rabu Acholkim Alav. Many people disagree with this Rav Chaim. Alav Bavana Soat Divrei Rambam, even if his understanding of the Rambam they disagree with. Not only Lamaisa they disagree with, they also disagree with Rav Chaim's understanding of the Rambam. Vikibsa Kamar Garna Rav Agon Shlomo Zalman Shmaya Shlita. Not sure what that is, but he has. Shmaya. That's what he said. Shlomo Zalman Shmaya. That's what it says over here. And I don't know what that is. B'mamar be'in kavana tzilo. With the nine. Yes. That's what he quotes over here. Unless it's a misprint in the dish. I don't know. It's from Tufshin Nanalef. Tufshin, some mimer that was written in Tufshin Nanalef. He writes over here. Anyways, they disagree with the Rav Chaim, and therefore Rav Nevenzahl is passing Allah Lamaisa that you are Yotze Yedei Chos, and you're allowed to even daven Lechatchila if you don't know the Perish Amilos. It's not a Heter Lechatchila. You should not know the Perish Amilos. Only if you're davening in Ivrit, right? That's a big thing. That's one of the Chosim. So we're also talking about this earlier on, that therefore one should not. Nachon. And we'll see later on, Bezrat Hashem also, that Rosh Hashanah is going to bring down Hashem, Rosh Hashanah, the same thing in Simen Kuf Dalet. Ad Kan, for today we'll start Simen Kuf Ches when we come back.